The Traveler's Journal, August 13th. Avoiding the world's most prevalent parasitic disease. Last time, we looked at preventative vaccinations travelers might need, depending on where they're headed. But there's still no shot against malaria. With 400 million annual cases and some 3 million deaths worldwide, malaria is a huge problem. Most victims are indigenous population in rural areas of Asia, Africa, South, and Central America. But malaria also strikes 10,000 travelers a year, a number that is rising with the popularity of adventure travel. And the situation's getting worse. The mosquitoes that spread the disease are increasingly resistant to eradication efforts. Same for the various viruses that cause it. Chloroquinine tablets, the most common malarial prescription, are ineffective on cases found in India and South Pacific Islands. Larium, a widely prescribed alternative, has been linked to nasty psychological reactions, from depression to hallucinations. Doxycycline, another drug used to treat malaria, can also have unfortunate side effects. A fourth drug, Proguanil, boasts chloroquinine strength. There's talk of a possible vaccine, but that's still years away. Until then, the best prevention is to take the medicine appropriate to your destination and health, and to not get bitten. That means avoiding being out at night when mosquitoes feed, and when you have to, covering all bare skin. You can make yourself less appealing to mosquitoes by taking vitamin B6 or coating yourself with various bug sprays. But never take malaria for granted. Although it can usually be cured, its symptoms are distinctly unpleasant and occasionally fatal. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.